Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, it's my time, it's your time, it's our time. Time to let the world know that we can. So those of you that are listening to my voice today on this Blog Talk Radio broadcast, please feel free to call in. We have a special guest on again this Saturday, Dr. Mel Butler. I'll tell you a little bit about him here in a second. But he has a special safe reentry program, a clean air project, and, you know, you need to chime in. That's all I'm going to say about that. Let me go into Dr. Butler's bio here. Okay. Dr. Mel Butler is a trailblazing civil rights pioneer, a native of Baltimore, Maryland, and one of 12 children. His accomplishments include Morgan State University graduate, B.S. in marketing, dual major simultaneously in marketing and management. Over 50 years of marketing innovation with his work at the first technological commercialization center, which included the evaluation of the Hummer, Hot Pocket, and Bad News all-purpose sauce that changed the landscape of barbecue sauce recipes across the United States. Dr. Butler is a certified master consultant in the evaluation and marketing of diamonds, participated in talent consulting for Disney, Ford Motor Company, and United Airlines, as well as a consultant and contractor for Small Business Administration, MBBA, and Commerce Department. Dr. Butler, a champion for the cause of youth empowerment, continues to work with nonprofits to benefit youth in areas of training and internship development. He also partners with organizations such as Faces Going Places, 501c3, ACE Alliance for Career and Education, LLC, Harlem Wizards, Harlem Globetrotters, and Universal Soul Service. Along with his passion for golf, Dr. Butler continues to utilize his enormous leadership by creating job training programs and representing retail, food, and beverage sports entertainment interests through his work at Marker the Markets, M2M. Dr. Butler is a vital force to the next generation of leaders with Faces Going Places radio show on WLOB 1010 Radio in Baltimore, by spearheading scholarship opportunities for university students. And we're going to our thoughts of the day. We do, every time we open up this program here, we do reading for building motivation, passion, and morale. Remember my Mr. Dennis Kimbrough. And the reading for the day goes like this. Love, the great equalizer. There's more pleasure in loving than being loved. Gene Ash, photographer and wife for the former tennis great Arthur Ashe. The real secret of success is love. We must love ourselves enough to know that we are worthy to succeed. You can gauge how well you're succeeding in this game called life by the number of loving relationships you have. Without this recognition of love, the idea of success rings hollow. True love comes to us every moment of each day, disguised in many forms from every possible angle. It is up to us to accept this love into our hearts. There is nothing more important than love. It's humanity's greatest experience. Love is the one emotion that determines for each of us the space that we will occupy in the hearts of our fellow. It's a solid foundation upon which It's a solid foundation upon which all humanity is based. You are loved, in other words, you are not only your brother's keeper, but you are your brother's brother. A man came up to two boys fighting in the park. He took one aside and began to spank him for his inappropriate behavior. An observer, bystander, came up to the man indignantly, why he didn't do anything to the other boy. The man responded that the child he was disciplining was his son, and he loved him dearly. He loved him enough to teach him lessons for the future. Real love is selfless, free from fear. It pours itself out upon the object of affection. Without the man any return, for love cannot be demanded. It must be given. Today I will express love to others. All right, Dr. Butler.
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you. It's an honor to be invited to this show. I think this is one of the most needed shows that we have in the blogging world. The information that you guys get from Jahi, one of the cornerstones, one of the foundations of running a home-based business and also any kind of business, small business on up. Today, I'd like to talk to you about some things that I observed in the past week, that if you are not an avid person looking at the news, I look at global news so I can know where we are and so we don't get too far behind. Many people, unless it's their show or their interest, then they don't look up other information. And knowledge is power. And of course, now with the internet and websites, you can learn about almost anything that you want. They cover it there, and you could do it. But being a small business and being a home-based business, there are a lot of things that you don't get because you're not in the constant communication loop. Well, I found out this week, one, with our Safe Reentry Program, it really started way back in 2017, and even earlier than that, when a company had sort of a multi-level company, and they were trying to get proof of concept. In other words, put it out there for people to actually test it, get the reviews from those people, and based on the reviews, they would know how to go to the next step in marketing their product. Well, the Safe Reentry Program, just so I can give you a little bit of background on how it came about, we were asked by the inventor of a product that would keep the space platform safe, because what they found out is that the people on the astronauts from America, Russia, Japan were going out to the space platform they were building. And they found out when they were out there, a lot of mold, different kinds of mold, was growing on the spaceship, some of it which they've never seen on Earth. So when they came back, they knew they couldn't leave mold growing on the space station. So NASA put out a request for people to come up with something that might either get rid of the mold or at least make it safe for the astronauts to stay out there. Now, the product that the person brought back, a gentleman from Japan, brought it back. We here in America have been using this product, which is called titanium dioxide. Titanium is like an orange in the metal group, like gold and silver, and that's where it's at. And it's ranked number 9 in its category. So it's pretty high up there. But the gentleman let us know that people have been using titanium dioxide to make things whiter and brighter for over 100 years. They were just using it on different things, such as if you brush your teeth this morning and you use any kind of toothpaste that had white in it, then you were using titanium dioxide. If you ate ice cream lately and you had a white flavored ice cream, titanium dioxide is what made that ice cream white. If you go and say, look at people building the roads, when they put that white strip down, that white strip contains titanium dioxide. If you've been in a new home or any home that's painted with white paint, then that's containing titanium dioxide. In other words, it's what they call a pixel. And so what it does, it makes anything that is in brighter, shinier, healthier, and it also can make you happy. Now, a lot of car dealers, when you go to a car show or car dealership, and you notice how nice and bright and shiny those cars are on the showroom floor, that's because they use titanium in the paint. So that it gives, if let's say if a color is red and they put titanium in the mix in the paint, then it would not only be red, it would be a bright red. Whatever color, if it was purple, it would be bright. That's why new cars look so good when you first buy them. Then after years, some of them, the color starts to fade away. But all of those things contain titanium dioxide. Now, titanium, it's found in the ground. Usually, it's found in areas where there's water. And it comes out of the ground solid, just like gold or silver. But what happens is when you put light to titanium, the light and the titanium go together and they make what we call a photocatalytic super oxygen molecule. In other words, if water is like H2O, our extra molecule would make it be like H3O. So since titanium is a metal, then you have the metal which comes out of the ground white and they pound it into generally a powder. But once it hits the air or they formulate it so it can hit the air, it will help plants to grow because that extra oxygen molecule, that's why it's called titanium, and it's a 3 at the end. The number for titanium would be like TiO. That means it's only 2 oxygen molecules in that. So when you add another element, which is the light, to it, then it creates another super oxygen molecule. And I've done a test where you can do the same thing. Should you get exposed to something that's supposed to have titanium in it, if you take titanium and put it, say, near a light, or if you leave it off, the next morning, the container, if you put a container there under the light, you'll see water in that container. That's proof that something made some other oxygen molecules, and of course, the water had to go, when it makes extra oxygen molecule, you're going to get some water, because that's what it does. And when you talk about the flu, the biggest thing with flu, anybody on the call that has had flu, you know that it affects what? It affects your breathing. You have to get oxygen. And if you don't take care of it, it robs your body of the oxygen, and that's why people have to go on the ventilator machine. Ventilator machine is only to give you extra oxygen, but they cost a lot. So people can be proactive. That means you can take some precautions before you get the virus or even after you get the virus so that you can keep your household, your office, and keep it safe. Now, once NASA found out that they could use this, they wanted it to last a long time. If you go to YouTube and look up NASA and titanium, or titanium dioxide test from NASA, then you'll see it. Or you can look up Pure, P-U-R-E, dash Light, L-I-G-H-T, and that's the company that coats light bulbs that I used to be a consultant for, and so they still have some of those reviews and examples of how the product is used, what it does, because sometimes you put something on the computer, on the website, you can't easily get it off. So a lot of that information that they had, that you can look it up just for your own knowledge. And knowledge, folks, it'll help you. If you're in business for yourself, then knowledge should be something that you're always looking for. Always try to make your business better and safer. And what titanium dioxide does, it actually, once that super oxygen molecule is made, if you had it in your house, you will notice if you had a lot of people that argue all the time in a household, or people that are sluggish and not getting around well, then the body is being oxygen starved, particularly if they get a virus. So what happened with NASA, they used this product, but when they used it, the one that they had wasn't our product. The one they had, that only lasted for 9 months to a year. And they sent people back out because they needed something that would last longer than a year. So the gentleman that I worked with out of Idaho, he was an inventor also. He came up with a solution and a process that once you coated anything, like a light bulb, a desk, a table, a chair, that number one, it would stay active for five to 20 years. Yep, 5 to 20 years. So if you were able to do, yep, that's a lot of time, isn't it, John?
Yeah, it is. We have a call.
Yeah, you don't see, I'm sorry?
We have a call on the line.
Oh, okay, let's take them. All right. Caller, you on. Speak up.
I guess that might be me, David Murphy. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, sir?
I'm still here.
All right. It's good to have you.
I was just listening to, you know, your presentation about the products and the history of it. And it's very enlightening, and I'm just glad to know that you, when I say you, I mean we black melanated folks that have some insight on a lot of stuff that otherwise that usually be kept from us, or we're not, or we are involved, but it has been taken away from us. And but regardless of who does, what and what does, if it's here to help mankind, it's a great, it's a great product, and I just want to thank you for introducing us to it, and all I can say to you, sir, is thank you.
Well, you guys have been instrumental because you put the word out there, and I know that both you and your brother have used the product, and usually the biggest problem we have is getting our folks to believe in what we are doing, or at least ask questions. If you don't ask questions, you don't gain anything. And I'm glad you're on the phone because I told you we have a PowerPoint, but I have to go to the library and get it made. So I have it put together, so you'll get it, and I needed to get your address after we get off this call so I can have it delivered to you. I was going to the library today. They close at 5 o'clock, so hopefully I can get there. But to any of our listeners, if they want to, one, protect themselves and protect their family, they really should be interested in this, because the numbers of people that caught the virus last week was 400. That's in the Maryland area. And this new, the way the virus, because viruses, they mutate. And for listeners who don't really know what that means the old virus, I don't know how they do that. If the virus doesn't have a brain, how does it mutate? But it does. What it does, if you can't get a host in your body, then what it does, it changes and tries to figure out another way to get in your body. And this new one that's out is that's called 2.86, but it's extremely contagious. And if one person gets it, then if somebody else is around within 3 days, 4 days, they'll get it too. Because the 60-minute we mentioned last week, that was a 60-minute piece, October the 26th, and it's called The Air We Breathe. And they show that what they did during the last pandemic was not effective because they thought that you had to touch something to get the virus. Well, that study, it was done by scientists from Harvard. That study shows that that was not true because it's airborne, which is what we've been saying all along, which means that if somebody sneezes, it goes up in the air and it stays up there for up to 2 hours. So anybody that comes in that space, and if they breathe it in, then that's how they catch that particular virus. It starts by you having a scratchy throat and having a cough. The cough is not regular. You may only cough 2 or 3 times an hour, but the further it goes into your system, then you will cough more often. So most people, when you hear them coughing and you say, what's wrong? They say, oh, I just got a little tickle. That's the virus trying to get a hold in your body. And they found one of the old folks' remedies, I say old folks, I'm one of those people. The old people used to tell you if you had a cold or something, you take some mouthwash and put a little bit of peroxide in it. Gargle with it as soon as you can when you start coughing or you get that sore throat. If you would do that, then that peroxide kills the germs, like somebody just coughed their hand just now. Well, the peroxide kills the germs and bacteria instantly. Now, you have to keep doing it, or should keep doing it, you know, the first day or two whenever you get that cough, because it's sort of like a fight between the virus and the peroxide and mouthwash that's trying to destroy it. But it will destroy it. It will bubble up. And if you have the virus or trying to get a hold, you'll notice that when you spit out the, after you gargle 10 or 15 seconds and you spit it out, the spit looks foamy. That means the peroxide was killing the germs and bacteria. So when you spit it out, that's what you're doing. And it can hurt you. Old people have been doing peroxide on sores and things like that. Some of you might notice if you put peroxide on a sore, it starts to bubble up. And the reason it's bubbling up is the peroxide is killing the bacteria. Now, you still need to, you know, protect your home, get some kind of protection put in your home. And what we're doing, of course, with companies like the National Black Unity newspaper, we're asking everybody to go online, one, and see what a good national newspaper that has our interest is. It's out there. And we have a couple jobs since this show, by the way. We have a couple people that don't want to wait until after Christmas. We have a couple companies starting next week that want us to get a product in their offices before the holiday. And some of you that's on the line, if you feel free to call Jaheed, I'll give you my number if you want to find out more. Now, our first consultation with you folks is free. It's free. We can tell you if you have a business or your family. And if you want to know what you can use to protect them, then you can give us a call, and we will give you a free consultation, not to sell you anything, but to tell you what's out there, because we'll list more than one product that you could try. But I definitely wanted to talk because they're not telling people about this virus that's spreading extremely fast now. Every week it looks like it's spreading by about 70 or 80%. Some hospitals, I understand, are filling up with the virus people, and so they're turning people away to other hospitals. Now, I experienced that myself, because believe it or not, one of my family members they're the hardest person in the world to work with. But one of my family members, 2 weeks ago, who I had told about the product, but they didn't have it in, and that person got sick. And they called me the first of the week. And I said, well, you know, we are so busy now that even though it's my family, if you don't take immediate steps, then you're going to give it to everybody else in your household. So, you know, you can't convince people of things that they don't want to hear about. And they sometimes make up their mind. But titanium dioxide, if you ever drink spring water, like in the country, I ask people all the time how the spring water tastes. Now, Mr. Dempsey, you probably drank spring water, didn't you?
I'm sorry, David.
Did you ever drink spring water out of the country?
No.
The water comes out of a spring, and a lot of like North Carolina, Virginia, they've got they have wells in different places where the water is natural because it runs out there, and that water, the reason it tastes so good, and I asked people that question, nobody treats spring water. Yet it's good, it's fresh, it's cold, and they found it doesn't contain bacteria. What they didn't know is that the reason it's so pure, that titanium is found in areas where there's lots of water, like countries that have large beaches and things like that. Then if you dig in the ground, every shovel has some titanium in it. And what happens in the country, those wells have been there, springs have been there for hundreds and thousands of years. Every time it rains, the water soaks into the ground and runs over the titanium that's in the ground. When it does that, think about it. When there's a thunderstorm and you go outside, the air smells different, right? The reason the air smells different is, that the titanium is acting with the water, with the rainwater that comes down, so it's making all these extra oxygen molecules. And that's why the air smells different, because titanium is sort of like Earth's vacuum cleaner. When the water runs over the titanium and the light hits the water, it makes a chemical reaction. It's a long word. Don't worry about it. Later you'll understand. It's called photocatalytic reaction. And that produces a super oxygen molecule that acts like a bully. It actually looks for bad germs. It goes throughout your body looking for these bad germs so it can kill them. That's what it does. And our safe reentry program, we teach people and show them how the titanium works. We've got a lot of what we call project demonstrations. And for people, if you're in a different state, like the Black National Newspaper is going to be going to a lot of different states. Well, every one of those states that they go into, because they've been sort of partnering with us, getting information out there, we will let those people know, and they can have that product in the area where you open a new office. Because next week, the middle of this month, is when I predict that they're going to have to tell people about the virus, because people are getting it over the holiday, and they don't know that it's something that can affect their whole family. So any of you on the line, we as long as you identify that you're either a subscriber to the Black National Unity newspaper or that Jahi is your accountant, that is the only way we can give a person the kind of information and lead them on to some of the products that they can use, that can keep this family safe. So if we have any other callers on David and Jahi, I'd like, to talk with you guys about this, because some interesting information came to my attention this week. We found out that there are 91 millionaire and billionaires that have been putting money in a company to sort of take over this area. Because of all the nations and using titanium, the United States is behind all of them. The United States with its construction, because you can put it in building material, you can put it in like cement, you can put it if you got hardwood floors, you can put it on your floor. So the Rush, since the article with the 60 Minutes, when people that have millions of dollars and billions of dollars and are getting in line to get a product, That should give all of us a message. Big money and pharmaceutical companies would like to dominate the lanes. Believe it or not, right now, we are considered the second largest company in terms of purchases of titanium dioxide, which means the lanes are open. And if we're working together, if you guys are looking at the information and look at those fantastic articles that I saw in the Black Unity newspaper, my neighbor wanted to know if I was taking papers to sell because the issue was so large. And I think there we counted. It's like 72 pages. Is that right, Mr. Dempsey?
Yes. Yeah, it is. The last issue was 72 pages, yes.
Wasn't that sort of like y'all's goal to get to that point?
Yes, in our inception of the National Black Unity News, which we started back in 2017, you know, most of us know who entrepreneurs, you know, you have a start program, you know, where you want to start at, and your projection where you want to go now. Our goal was to reach 72 pages. So, you know, quite frankly, with you, no one wants to walk around with a 100-page newspaper. You know, so we say we would cap it off at that. And just this past issue, we was able to achieve that. But also would like to add, too, in our inception, we had, you know, a lot of projections. And now, originally we had a projection that we will be in every state for publication. The National Black Unity News is a national publication.
Right.
And we're now opening up various states, and the door is open when if you're interested in it, if you're in the particular states and you want to have more something similar, very similar to a franchise, then you may want to give me a call. If you out there want to help us to help ourselves, then you may be the type of person we are seeking.
And that's very important, Mr. Dempsey, because I think we have to give the message as we try to do over and over again. And my company serves sort of like a catalyst because we have so many opportunities for people. We project that each state that has our product would create about 1,000 jobs. But right now, all of those positions and independent, like distributors that want their own business, they can do it now with us because the reason I mentioned those other millionaires and billionaires, when they come in the market and they are already trying to, I actually have a copy of the meeting that they had where they were talking about Marriott, talking to Mr. Philip Marriott, and right away, that's like 3,000 hotels. So these are the kind of guys that have that kind of clout, which means that they are level way up there where most people would not interact. And that's how most people do. They get in on the ground floor. And if you see a lot of millionaires and billionaires going after something, they've checked it out and they know that it's some money in there. So they want to be the first ones in so that little people like us, we have to come to them, pay whatever the price is to get involved. Now, this product, people can start their own cleaning company because we let other companies build and then we use them as our partners. But right now, we have probably, well, next week, people called us in earlier. They were going to wait until after the new year. But we have three companies that read the article and knew about our projects and want us to come next week. So we have three conference rooms and probably meeting rooms. I guess that's what they're talking about, that they called us yesterday and wanted to know if we could come out there this coming week to do it. So we have not heard of the numbers of people that are getting sick in our areas. And this show, thank goodness, we can get the word out to you guys, and you need to check it out fast because everybody will be getting together over the Christmas holiday. And I'm predicting that it's going to be pandemic. And, of course, we can't service all those people, nor do we want to. But we hopefully our leaders that have businesses or contacts will mention it to the people and recommend that they protect their office and protect their employees so that we won't be the last ones to get the information and the last ones that get a chance to, if we do get sick, avoid going into the hospital. So we have, I know with you, Mr. Dempsey, with all the people that you guys know, and by the way, they all can get our PowerPoint because we're going to mass send it out just for informational purposes, and everybody that's on this line or that contacts us through the National Black Unity News or through Jahi's accounting, then those people will get priority because we don't work on the money basis. But we think if we get that information out there first and in your hands, and so you have access to it, again, if, and you can write it off. It's a business, it's a tax write-off. You can write it off if you're protecting your employees and using your home to do it, or if you have a small office space that you're renting. We have people that have small office spaces. And by the way, that liquid, that's why you want to get it now, is extremely expensive, very expensive. But it lasts 5 to 20 years. So when you look at it that way, it's not very costly. And if you want to call me or get in touch with the newspaper, get a subscription or something, and they will tell you how to get in touch with me, I'll give you a number right now that you can call. That is 443-293-6215. That was 433-293-6215. And just let me know if you're referred by the Black National Newspaper or Jahi. And we didn't think it would take off like this because the only thing that we sent to people was the PowerPoint and let them use one light. One light. We went into a building where a gentleman wanted to rent a kitchen. And it had to be a commercial kitchen, but it couldn't pass inspection because they had some sort of leak. They didn't know where it was coming from, but it was a terrible smell. And they couldn't get it past the inspection. So they asked us if we knew how to do it. And we said, well, we had a project out there that we had cured the odor. And I said, we didn't know, so we would check it out. We went and they had somebody to deep clean that business, the whole kitchen. They deep cleaned it, and I said, well, how long does a deep cleaning last? And the lady said, well, normally every 14 or 15 days, we have to go back to our clients and do a deep cleaning. And I said, well, let's wait until the 15 days are gone, and let's see if your deep cleaning took care of the products. No point in us putting our product on your product, and we don't know whose product is working. So the lady agreed to that. We came back. Not 14 days, we came back 16 days to make sure. And then what we did, not the whole place, we looked at what we call a meter, and it told us where the odor was coming from. It was coming from a grease trap. They had not used this kitchen except for small things for the last year. So you can imagine how bad the smell was. And we said, well, you know, we can't take the thing apart because the health department had a lock on it. So what we did, we took our product and we sprayed the liquid on the box and on the pipe that came out to dump the waste down, I guess a sewage or something. And we coated that. And then we coated two other tables at different points in the kitchen. We came back 48 hours later, and I'm trying to get the lady to come on the phone and tell you guys what happened one day. But in 48 hours, a smell that nobody could stand to stay in that kitchen long enough to work was gone. And, of course, they called me like 11:30 at night wanting to know if we could come out because the health department said that they could not pass inspection the way it was. We went back and did that area. Then an inspector came back, and they passed the inspection. Now, that was with us just coding because we didn't know if it was going to work like that or not, because normally we would just, coat the whole room. But if some of you are out there looking for a business opportunity, then you should get in touch with us because I think that you can do two things at one time. My recommendation would be for communication purposes, you get a subscription, or if you got a small business, get an article in the Black National Unity newspaper, and then you have us. So you'll have a way, means of communicating and knowing what's happening around the country. Because all those businesses I saw in the paper, every one of those businesses could use protection either for their home or their business. But unless we can pull together, folks, then we won't know how this thing can work and how we can be at the front end, not the back end, of projects and things that are new. remember, if you are through the national, the Black National Unity newspaper or Jahi, we will help you get one of those lanes. And we're going to be in all 50 states, and we're being backed by the Department of Transportation, who just told us that they would like for us to do the different sections of their department. And that's a major job. But a part of it is that they also would recommend us to other transportation departments all over the United States. I think we start on this one from Virginia to New York, and we don't have people. We can't do all that. We can get the exposure. In addition to that, we have the BWI airport asking us to come down and see how they can use it in the airport. So the floodgates are open, and I would encourage everybody, every single person, whether you did this kind of thing or not, because, you know, it's simply an opportunity for you to be in business, and I'm begging people, start a cleaning company, start a distribution company, start some kind of company. If you've always been eager to go into your own business, call somebody and ask them, how do you do it? Because the resources are out there, and even though there's going to be a big cut in the Department of Transportation, they get ready to make a very, very large cut. But they can't make cuts in the areas of people's safety, because the United States, they have some kind of date that by the year 2030 that they have to cut the air pollution and the pollution by a certain amount. That's on the books already. So these opportunities are there, folks. And I come on the conference call, so hopefully I can give you some information on things that are happening that you won't hear about when they first happen. Usually when we hear about them, they are so stale that they're going out, or people have jumped into the lanes, and then you can't get in there first. So I appreciate the opportunity of talking to you. And remember, it's called the Safe Reentry Pilot Project. Now, this is a pilot program. It's a five-year pilot program, and we're already into our second year, and we do have places. You can go online and pull up Salsa Grill, or you can go online and pull up Pure Light, and you can see an example of how it works. And as we have a group here in Baltimore already, but we're trying to put groups of five so that you don't have to come out of your area in order to work it. And everyone that's seriously interested, we will not do it if you just want information. But we will give you a PowerPoint, and we will send you, because there's lots of information on the website, and most of those things, demonstrations, are only about 10 or 15 minutes. So there's a lot of information that you can get on your own. Somebody that's going to be a part of our top management or wants to have a distribution, we will get it to them, but you want to keep in mind that we have to tailor put these things together so that we give you information that you will read, because we get reports of information that's 85 and 90 pages. And sometimes people send us 5 studies, 10 studies, and it's too big to send out to people. So we are on top of our game when it comes to this pilot. No one else in the United States is doing it. And we have all the numbers to back up the things that we're doing. So we want to do it one step at a time to make sure if you are listening and if you want to increase your income, and we definitely don't tell you to stop doing what you're doing, we'll show you how you can add this product to your line, and it will definitely help you make more money. But more importantly, it will keep you and your family safe. Mr. Dempsey and Jahi, if you guys have any questions on that, I will be more than happy to answer them.
I don't have any questions, Dr. Butler. You explained everything very thoroughly.
Well, I think all they got to do is go to those people. And everybody I heard with these calls, I don't know where they came from, but I heard 2 people coughing. And that's the tricky thing about this virus, folks. See, people will do that intermittent cough, and before they realize that it is really the virus, it's too late. It's in your system. So first, remember that scratchy throat and intermittent cough. In other words, you might only cough one time an hour. But if you run into a person and they say, oh, I just got a little cold. You get away from them because it's not a little cold. If the throat is scratchy, and they first it's throat scratchy, then it's cough, and then after the cough, then it starts to work on your internal organs. If you don't, you know, get something to stop it, we found it eats people up from the inside. Your liver, your kidney, and that's why a lot of people, I don't know why they don't tell people this, a lot of people are on dialysis machines because of that virus. It went inside. I've got a couple friends personally that I know it happened. It goes in and it eats up your inside, your liver, your kidney, the whole inside. And one of my friends who just didn't believe it, and now he's gone. It is definitely serious, folks. Use a phone. Again, my number is 443-293-6215. And
yes,
I encourage you
also, yes, I was just saying, I'm sorry for cutting in.
No, that's okay.
But
go ahead.
You know, it's written that people perish because they don't have information. They don't have knowledge.
Absolutely. Yep.
And one of the things to get wisdom and knowledge is in this day and time, yes, you can go on the internet, but it's a very confused place to be because billions and billions of people giving out information from their own opinions. But
yes.
I just want to share this information. See, in the National Black Unity News, we are self-sufficient, self-supporting. So that means we don't have to water down anything to please other people.
Right.
And we like to come to you straight and honest, and we like to bring solutions. Now, there's enough problems going around, but we
right.
are solution oriented. Yes, we do talk
yes.
about problems, but we also have a solution to them, and that's why Dr.
Yes.
Butler is presenting to you some of the problems that we are facing. But he also presented to you the solution to some of those problems. Now, if you have an office, restaurant, your home, the most important place of all the places, your home.
Yes.
And you
right.
want to protect your family and you want to protect yourself, then you really need to get Dr. Butler a call. You see, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes, you know, a lot of us pray about this and we pray about that. And sometimes if you open your heart, your ears, and try to understand when God is sending you people around you to try to assist you or try to keep
Amen.
You from avoiding getting into something. You know, sometimes, you know, prevention is a powerful tool. And he's trying
yes,
to tell you now how to prevent yourself from going through all these atrocities. And we already know we just came out of the pandemic and we never left the pandemic. You heard of this thing. He
That's
just
right.
said, you heard about the news, how these hospitals are filling up. And they're trying to keep it hush up because they don't want to go through that panic thing again. See, I'm
That's
in
right.
media. I know how they do. You know,
mm-hmm.
they shut it up and hope, you know, and just keep it up. But yet people are dying.
That's true.
People are going through all kinds of atrocities because they don't want to share information. And then with somebody like a Dr. Butler or David Murphy coming around with good news and telling you how to prevent these things, see, they don't want to highlight you. They want to water it down. They want to steer
That's
you
right.
to other things in other places
yeah.
just to make a profit. But he's talking about saving
or try to run the company
like.
That you've been running, or they want to tell you how to run the company that you've been doing, say, for 15 or 20 years. And everybody wants to give you suggestions. Did you do this? Did you do that? You guys are experts
yes.
in what you do. And one thing that our folks have to learn, and we better learn it this year, because next year, after that election, these lanes will not be open. But when you must have.
And you're 100% right. Do you think the way Freedom was 20 years, 50 years ago, they are closing down every channel?
That's
they
right.
Are,
everything.
People, big corporations are buying up media.
Yep.
So that
yep.
you won't get the news. But they're using the media and tell them what they want you to have and what they want you
exactly.
to know so that they can make
exactly.
a profit off of it. But when you got a brother like Dr. Butler or David Murphy or Brother Satawi Jahi who's coming to you, see, we are not about money. We are mission-driven. And,
right.
and see, we're about helping people so they can help themselves. And we're about changing the quality of your life. And so, you know, you better stop. You know, and everybody, ice is not colder than ours. I'll be straight up about that.
Mm. Well, you know, Mr. Dempsey, if a person was
David,
smart.
You keep saying Dempsey.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
That's because I'm an old man, and that's how our brains go. I'm sorry.
So, as well as I. That's why I have to
yep,
be
so,
nice.
So forgive me, folks. But what I wanted to say was they can get a double hitter by tying into the National Black Unity News and getting an opportunity, some of them can get together and put a business together. If they don't know how to do it, they need to call you, Yahi, or myself.
Of course.
And we can help them. People, see, we don't want to be part of that group that's complaining after the virus hits and starts knocking people off one by one in our circle, because it's closing in on us. And they're going to have to tell the public something. They're trying to wait until they get this Christmas money, and then they'll leak it out little bits at a time. That's how they do. But they always do it the same way, so I've seen it, and I'm trying to help some people get around that. So when they do come, and they have to have the product because everybody in other countries are using it. And we were just blessed enough to get the part piece of it that they didn't think to get. See, they got something, and they say they're coding lights. Well, that's fine, but where do they get the coding from? So we do the coding. So even all those billionaires and millionaires, because we never thankfully gave them that part, secret part, is that if you've got the coding, you can code lights. But if they've got the lights, they can't code other things unless they get the coding. And guess who has the lens open right now? We do. But they'll come after us. Either they'll try to kill us or they'll try to drown us out with money. You know, they'll put lots of money into the marketing and come out and listen for this name, Solice, S-O-L-I-C-E. Solice is a what we call conglomerate. In other words, they own so many multi-billion dollar companies that whenever something new comes out, they try to grab it and put it under their umbrella. And so far, they cannot buy me. They've tried, so they hacked the phone, all that kind of stuff. But I'm telling you, this is something that you will go down in history if you jump onto it. One, the medium people and those other papers out there, they cannot do what a Mr. Murphy is doing. They don't know right now that is the best piece of honest communication that we have. And believe me, folks, if you don't have a communication partner or somebody who's up on stuff that you don't have the time to go and do, then you'll find out how essential communications is. And by us having a newspaper as a family with the newspaper, that's going to give you space to talk about your story, to talk about your product.
And guess what else? I'm glad, Dr. Butler, I'm so glad you mentioned that. Now, I'm going to give you a wake-up call. I'm not you, but those who are listening in. And sometimes we have to scare each other straight. You know what happened to a country, not only in the past, but current. The first thing that a country will do when they invade another country is not to just bomb, but the first thing they do, they cut off the lines of communication.
Absolutely.
And then what they do, they infuse you with what they want you to know. See, that's what happened to us. They cut off communications. Then they put misinformation. Yep. And they say, they start propaganda. And then people start believing. They believe they leave other people lies. And then the truth got lost in the whole mix of the stuff. But see, we trying to tell the truth. Because like I said, it's not about money. We're talking about saving your life or giving information that can help enhance your quality. The information is powerful if it's used correctly.
I agree. And we see that happening with the war over in Israel. And you see how effective miscommunication could be. Because all of these schools that have been demonstrating against the Jews, it's totally wrong. Because it means that they didn't get information and they're not up to date on the reality. And how do you have everybody going against one group? That's what they did to us back in the time. They had misinformation or told people lies, and people that don't read, then they don't know. If you're too ignorant to open up a paper or listen to what's happening from some reliable source, then you get sucked right in there, like all those hundreds of people that have to go to jail because they try to overthrow the country, listening to false information presented to them by one man. And if you sometimes watch the trials, because now they're on, and that was an attempt to overthrow this government and put a dictatorship in. So people, I hear people saying, well, I'm not going to vote for anybody. Don't do that. You need to vote. You need to do that. I'm not a politician, don't really like politicians, but this is something that we should not just let go by, because the group that gets hurt most is going to be us. I think our time might be up, gentlemen. I looked at my timer. Jahi, where are we? Are we all finished? It's fast if we are.
We have 5 minutes left, Dr. Butler.
Okay, well, maybe we can sum up, but I'd like for you and David to tell them whatever you need them to know, because this month I'm trying to push, and I've got some other media people. iHeart has given me position to recommend people like the Black Unity newspaper and you, Jahi, to be on their show, because they're trying to get into some of the HBCUs, and they wanted me to come on there, but I don't really need to come on a lot of these things. My interest is having people brand themselves by people knowing that you guys are out there and what you do, because these kind of calls, this one and the Tuesday night call that you guys do, they should be flooded. People should have to wait and be trying to get on the next week because they couldn't get on for the number of calls this week. We just have to talk real to these people and cannot feed them milk. We got to feed them solid food. And if they don't know the danger, then they are really cutting their own throat. So, again, I hope they will take advantage of the communications and your skills and taxes, because they're two things that if you try to do without them, you will definitely fail. I look forward to talking to everybody again next week. I think I'll be here. I have to go in for some surgery, but if I'm not here, I'll definitely have one of my people to step in to keep everybody abreast on what's happening out there, because there are things that are happening that all of us can't afford what they are about to try to do. Thank you again for inviting me as your guest. I look forward to it. It's always spirited when we can have Mr. Murphy on the line. And I don't know why, I just assume he's just a part of this conversation, because there's nothing wrong with two or three people talking about what they know and sharing it with the people that they have. So again, I want to thank you for doing a great job. And Mr. Murphy, I want to thank you. I'll take my memory pill next time so that I don't become, well, but you know, this is in y'all's name. Y'all got about five different things in your name.
Yeah, that's my brother. Yeah, he's my brother, and, but Dempsey David,
I'm telling you.
But, you know, again, if you're interested in receiving a subscription for the National Black Unity News, or you may have a business or service that you want to advance your territory, then and you want to reach people nationwide and beyond, we are affordable yet effective. You can give me a call at 443-455-2373. Again, David Murphy, 443-455-2373, TNBUN.com, the National Black Unity News, in the abbreviation.com, TNBUN.com. Back to you, Satari and Dr. Butler.
Well, thank
you, sir.
All right,
I'm going to close this out. You can go to www.thetaxhelper.wibbly.com, and you can pull up information on services I provide through my Jahi and Associates Tax Company. And you can reach me at 252-458-3712. That's 252-458-3712. Okay, until next week.
Be blessed, everybody.
Yeah.
Take care.
I'll close out with our theme song.